Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Been a little bit of a wild week for the Oregon Ducks on the recruiting trail. Joining me to talk about it and what it means both in the short term and the long term is 24/7 Sports National Recruiting Editor Brandon Huffman. Brandon, thanks for being back on the show, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, good to be here, Andrew.
Two decommitments at the wide receiver position this week. Kelvin Banks is visiting Texas A&M this weekend, a big weekend for Texas A&M, and he might visit Texas. Where are the alarm bells? On a scale of 1 to 10, how panicked should Oregon fan be about this recruiting class right now?
Well, I don't think that they should be too panicked because I still think that they're in it for a lot of key guys, but this is kind of the risk you run when you recruit nationally, and the further away you get from those spring official visits, and the opportunity for guys to, you know, make an easy trip to the local school, to schools they have ties, all of a sudden it becomes that much harder. And so that's why you see a lot of coaches really try to push official visits to the fall, because they don't want to spend 6 months babysitting those commitments until signing day. So I think that there is a little bit to worry about, because you're looking at, you know, Isaiah Setegna decommits and flips to Arkansas. But really the crown jewel in this class, Kelvin Banks, is taking a visit to the school that was Oregon's toughest competition and could take subsequent unofficial visits there. So you're not getting comfortable. That's what I would say. If you're an Oregon fan, you're not sitting idly by until those signatures are on those papers that are faxed in.
If there was a position Oregon could lose talent, wide receiver makes the most sense, given what they signed last year with Troy Franklin, Dante Thornton, Chris Hudson, Isaiah Brevard. This year they've got T-Mac, and they could still add more. It sounds like Oregon is in very good shape with Darius Clemens. Do you think they add two more receivers and just fill those spots with two guys, or do you think they potentially add a Darius Clemens, who I've projected will pick Oregon, and then maybe look at some other positions for that extra open slot?
I think that, you know, they're going to leave a spot open. Obviously, they're going to probably be the favorite to get Darius Clemens, but I also think they're going to leave a spot open. And if Kevin Coleman, who's a top 50 player, top 75 player nationally, wants to come to Oregon, they certainly aren't going to tell him no. I mean, you look back to a year ago. Now, obviously, they're a little different situations. JT Tuimoloau is the number one player in the country, but you always leave a spot open for an elite player if he wants to go. But if you get some indications getting closer to December, to the signing period, that you're not going to get Kevin Coleman, then maybe you try to go backfill at another position. You know, when you look out west, it's not great on the offensive line. It's not great on the defensive line. It's not great in the trenches, but nationally it is. So maybe Oregon pivots and uses that on another offensive lineman. Maybe they go get another defensive lineman. Maybe they get an offensive lineman in case they do lose Kelvin Banks. But I think that, you know, with the likely addition of a Darius Clemens to the class that they already have, given the class that they signed in 2020 and in 2021, I think that's one position they can afford some losses. And even if you lose two and you gain one, I think that they just use that other spot to fill, to get to that 25, and maybe at a position that, you know, you definitely try to add bodies, because maybe you look at the 2023 class and there's a position group that's not as strong, you backfill it in 2022.
We're talking to 24/7 Sports National Recruiting Editor Brandon Huffman. When I've talked to Kevin Coleman, he says all the right things. Oregon was my dream school. I see myself as kind of DeAnthony Thomas. And then I follow his recruitment, and he sort of seems like a kid who, he's not all over the map in terms of like dishonesty or anything, just difficult to read. Is it safe to say he's going to be a hard one to project to any school until he actually puts pen to paper, or has a leader emerged and it's just a little bit murky as far as, I guess, just for me to be able to figure out who that is?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of buzz that Florida State's going to be the school to get him, because he played on the 7-on-7 circuit with Travis Hunter, the number one player in the country who's committed to Florida State. He's from Georgia, but he's remained committed to Florida State for quite some time. And even when it looked like Georgia might be able to flip him, he stuck with Florida State. Well, now you got Kevin Coleman, who's in Missouri. So, you know, it's not like he's in a state where there's maybe a prominent program that you could default to. I think in the case of Kevin Coleman, even though all signs might be pointing to Florida State, there still is an upcoming visit to USC, but they don't have a head coach. They have Kerry Colbert still recruiting him. You know, maybe they become attractive. Maybe, you know, is it in Alabama? You look at some of the schools that he's considering, though, and I think that this is really one of those that, even though all signs might point to Florida State, really nobody knows where he's going to go. And I think you're using the equation that, well, because he and Travis Hunter are tight, they likely end up together. But keep in mind, too, that, yeah, they played 7-on-7 together, but one's from Georgia, one's from Missouri. And I've heard the package deals for years. I mean, if it was a package deal, T-Mac would be going to Arizona, right? So I think there's a way to look at this and say, hey, yeah, Florida State might have reason to believe they're going to get him. But given his geographic location and really how he's being drawn to schools all throughout the country, I think we're not going to have any real good indication until he's actually signed a letter of intent.
Tate Martell and Tyjon Lindsey live together. They were not officially brothers, but they called themselves brothers and insisted for years they were a package deal. They didn't even end up close to the same school. If they're not a package deal, then two guys living in different states who have different schools interested in them across the board other than Florida State, not for sure a package deal. Oregon, right now, eighth in the country. I think I've said they finish somewhere between like 9th and 13th, roughly, for about a year now. And that depends on some wiggle room and how other people do. Do you think they're sitting eighth right now after two decommitments? Do you think this class surges up by signing day and they threaten top five? Or do you think other schools have more room and Oregon potentially falls back to 12 or 13, even if they add a Darius Clemens or a Cyrus Moss or a Keontae Scott or some of those targets they're looking at?
No, I think that they have the chance to stay in the top 10, because I think if you look at who they potentially could still land, a Darius Clemens, a Kevin Coleman, you know, there's always the possibility that they can make a move and a surge for Josh Connolly. Maybe they lose Kelvin Banks, and maybe that gives them a better chance at Josh Connolly, although I still think right now they're probably third place, maybe fourth place for him, so they've got some work to do. But given the fact that the other schools, a lot of the schools ranked ahead of them, Georgia with 21 commitments, Penn State with 25 commitments, Texas and Notre Dame both had 21 and 22 commitments, there's a lot of schools that are ahead of them that their classes are almost full. So really, if you look at the schools kind of behind Oregon, it's going to be a school like an LSU that might surge ahead when there's some certainty there with who they hire. You know, you look at a school like LSU, obviously they've got a lot of talent, but then there was a lot of guys that started to, you know, freak out when Ed Orgeron was told he was going to be let go at the end of the year. You look at a Clemson, and I think, you know, with Clemson's an interesting case because we are not used to seeing them be as mediocre as they are this year. Is that a one-year blip, or is that a trend in that direction? But they're a top 10 class with only 13 commits right now. So there's some schools kind of right behind them that may make a surge, but I also think that there's, you know, Oregon's in it with enough elite guys that I think they're probably not going to fall any further than like maybe 12th in the country. And I would anticipate that they're still going to run away with the Pac-12's best class.
Josh Connolly Jr., Darius Clemens, Keontae Scott, Cyrus Moss, Kevin Coleman. Give me the two most likely guys Oregon adds by signing day out of that group.
I would say Darius Clemens, and I would probably go with Cyrus Moss in that group right now. I think with Cyrus Moss, you know, you look at his top five and you look at the schools that have been, you know, making the biggest push for him. There's a lot of uncertainty with some of those schools. You know, Arizona State, they could lose Herm Edwards at the end of this year. Obviously, Florida, Dan Mullen, has seemingly, if he's not putting his foot in his mouth, he's losing on Saturdays in a blowout fashion or an embarrassing fashion. So you have Notre Dame and Alabama that are both in there too, along with Oregon. But I've always gotten the feeling that Cyrus is more of a West Coast guy. I think Notre Dame obviously has some reasons to think that they could get him. They've had some success at Bishop Gorman. Nico Fertitta, former Notre Dame safety, is on staff at Bishop Gorman. But, you know, there's a reason that we've had Oregon as the crystal ball favorite for quite some time. And so I think ultimately at the end of the day, Oregon is in a great spot to land Cyrus Moss, and I anticipate they're going to get Darius Clemens. So I think that those two, of that group you mentioned, those are the two that I think are the most likely to ink with Oregon.
talking to 24/7 Sports national recruiting editor Brandon Huffman, and we'll get you out on this. You and I have both been very high on Riley Williams, the Central Catholic tight end, for a while now. He showed why on ESPN and was invited to the Under Armour All-American Bowl. Is he the best prospect in Oregon in a landslide for his class, and how high could he climb in the national rankings?
Oh, I definitely think he's the best player in the 2023 class. I can make an argument right now that he's the top prospect in the state regardless of class. Even when you look at his ranking, you know, he's a top four tight end in his class. The two ahead of him, or the three ahead of him, Deuce Robinson, who's an absolute freak of nature, just like Riley is. But Deuce Robinson also has about 25 baseball offers. His father, Dom, was a former two-sport star at Florida State, plays football and baseball. You've got Walker Lyons from Folsom, who I know Oregon is recruiting as well. He's also right there. But, I mean, I wrote about it, gosh, 6 months ago, that the 2023 tight end class out west is as good as I've seen a positional group be in a long time. And Riley Williams is hands down the number one player in the state of Oregon. But, I mean, he's in the conversation for being one of the best tight ends in the country. That top five, four of those are from the West, and they're all kind of interchangeable at times. Robinson, I think what really helped him stand out was he went to the opening as an underclassman and absolutely dominated. But I think that Riley Williams will be in the conversation for not just the West best tight end, but one of the best tight ends in the nation, because that size, that skill set, and playing in an offense that isn't necessarily a high-powered passing offense. They want to run the ball at Central Catholic, but he's showing that when you get the opportunity to catch passes, you make them pay. It's not just his ability to catch the ball. It's not just his ability to adjust to the ball, but it's also his ability to run with the ball. And we've seen him play some outside back or some defensive end, and you see just what a complete all-around player he is. And I think that, you know, he's going to continue to trend up over the course of the next probably 14 months until his class signs.
Brandon Huffman, thank you very much for joining the show. We really appreciate you, and I'm sure we'll have you on again very soon.
Good to be here, Andrew. Thanks a lot for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.